Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Today's daf is daf Hey.
7.5 years ago.
And we're holding Omer Rava, the last two words on Ayin Tes Amid Beis. Omer Rava. The Rava is coming to challenge two pshatim that we gave yesterday in the Gemara in understanding our Mishnah. So let's just go back briefly to the Mishnah of Ayin Tes Amid Beis, the first two lines. Where the Mishnah began, Reitzeach Shenis Arev Ba'achedim. A Reitzeach that got mixed in with others. Kulam Pturim. You free them all. They go, all go free. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Koinzen Oisen Lekipa. You put them into a kippah like a locked room. And what happens then? You don't give them any food, or you give them Soirim to eat, and after a while, unfortunately, they pass away. So now the question is, who are those Achirim that are unidentified in the Mishnah? It says, Reitzeach Shenis Arev Ba'achirim. Who are they? That Kulam Pturim. So yesterday in Limar we had two pshatim. The pshat of Rebavo, Omer Shmuel, and then we had the second pshat of Reish Lakish. So we're going to review those briefly, because Rava is going to try to challenge both of those pshatim. So as soon as we start the Gemara, Man Achirim, who are those Achirim? Remember you have a Reitzeach, got mixed in with Achirim, they're all free. Ilem Achirim Ksherim, do we mean normal, regular people that are kosher, Baruch Hashem, they're fine, tired, Erlich Yidin, don't do any Ritzichis, don't do any Genevis, nice guys. So one gets mixed in with a whole bunch of others. They're all Pater. What are you going to do? You're going to say, because there happens to be a Suffolk, we're going to kill some innocent people. If I don't know, I don't know. You can't identify who the perpetrator is. Unfortunately, they will all have to go free. That's Pshita. Vesu, and more than that, if you're talking about Anoshim Ksherim, you're going to lock them all in a cage in jail until they all die from either starvation or, as she says, from eating Soirim, where their Tiboka Kresan, their innards, they're all going to go and explode and then they're going to break. I mean, it doesn't make sense. You know, other people are kosher. What's going on? So Shmuel says the first shot, Umrvo, Shmuel. It's the other way around. Not that those Acherim are the ones that are more kosher vis-a-vis the Reitzeach. It's the other way around. Those Acherim are confirmed Ratzchim. How they confirmed Ratzchim? Because it was already Nigmar Dinoi Bebezdin. All of these guys are slated and scheduled for imminent execution. One of the people that got mixed in was a Ritzeach Shloi Nigmar Dinai. What means Shloi Nigmar Dinai? The Edom had already been heard. The Bezdin was now in their contemplations and deliberations, and they had come to a decision to go and unfortunately execute that fellow. But they didn't go and put it down on paper yet. They didn't issue the formal order yet. And the Ritzeach got sense of where things were leading. And he ran away. Only problem is he ran in the wrong direction. He ran into the direction of all those that were sitting and waiting to be executed. And now we have a whole bunch of people, most of them, 5, 10, whatever, it doesn't say any number over here, but it was Reitzeach Shalei Nigmar Dinoi, mixed in with real live Ratzchim. Now I would say, you know, here the percentage is the other way around. The vast majority of this mixture are people that are real Ratzchim. But you can't go and kill someone, Shalei Nigmar Dinoi. So what do you do? So normally you would say, okay, you know, bring the Reitzeach Shalei Nigmar Dinoi back into Bezdin, and let's finish off the case.
Identify, why can't they identify?
The problem is they cannot identify, because if you could identify, then this whole tzir of the Mishnah doesn't make sense.
They have Edom who said he was the Reitzeach, bring the Edom.
The Edom have all gone, they already went to Medina Siyam, they're no longer around. You only have Reitzeach and Arbachet. Under normal circumstances, ask everybody for their IDs and for their passports and their driver's licenses, and we'll be able to identify them. For some reason, they couldn't. Did this ever happen in history? I don't know.
Yeah, the Democrats don't allow a Reitzeach ID. That's it's against their principles.
But the point of all of this is, even if this is hypothetical and theoretical, if you know you're cold, even though it's a hypothetical and theoretical, but Lamaisa, were this to occur, what would you do? Says Shmuel. Since this person is not a confirmed Reitzeach, even though the other 2, 3, 5 are confirmed Ratzchim, they're all going to be Potur. Why can't you go and do now the Gemara Din, finish off the case? Says our Gemara, Rabbanan Savri, Ein goyim rendina shel odem ela bifanav. You can only do a gemar din when the person is in front of you in the courtroom. So now you're going to say,
bring him all in.
Says Rashi, 3 lines from the bottom, 4 lines from the bottom, ela bifanav, kivin de'in makirin oyisai lehavye bifanav. One would be bifanav if we can go and point to the guy and say, you, mister, you're now going chas v'sholem for skila sreifa herik v'chenik, one of the four mises bezin, or in this case ritzeach sari. Thank you, I appreciate the correction. B'sayiv. So what's the din? If you can point to him, is good. But if you can't point to him, then it's like having a circus of 5, 10, 20, 50 people.
Why don't they execute all the others that are on death row? And the one that's left over, they'll know which one.
Yes, if we would know, then we would be able to close the Gemara right now. The whole point is...
So how can they execute any of them if they don't know who's who?
Yeah, it's not just the one.
That's what the Tanakhama says. First of all, Rabbi Yisai, this was yesterday's show. You should have bombarded yesterday's Maggid show with all of these questions. It probably you did. Maybe you didn't.
He pushed off something.
We had a whole day to think about it.
And overnight, because from Beit Tzicha you can't kill
over.
Anyway, you have to have Lina. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so bottom line is we cannot. How can we not identify one is taller, one is shorter, one is more plumber?
I guess
all of them look more or less the same, and they all had more or less the same name. But Lamaisa, if this may never ever occur, but theoretically, were it to occur that you had a person that we cannot identify among the 3, 5, 10 people over here, who are the confirmed Ratzchem, who is not the confirmed Ritzach? Say the Rabbanan, there's no way of finishing off the Din Torah until we identify him. Well, once we identify him, we don't have a problem. Kill all the others that are on death row. Anyway, they're supposed to be killed that day. And that fellow, well, let's go and do the Gemara Din. But we cannot identify him. So we're stuck. Hilkach kulam b'tur. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda said, Miftarin al gamri nami loy. You can't go and say, everybody go home. You're all free. The president has pardoned all of you. Clemency. No. Kim derotzchen dino. After all, 2, 3, 5 out of these, to this taruvis, happened to be confirmed rotzchen. So you're going to let them out on the street. I mean, it's not like nowadays. That's the mitzvah and all the judges to let them all out and make more crimes. We're not going to do that. Hilkach koitzen oisen lekipa. What we're going to do is we're going to put them in a kippah. Those that, of course, are the confirmed rotzchen are going to die right now. And even though this person was not a confirmed Ritzach, it's Ritzach like Nigmar Dinai, but since the Bezin knew that he was supposed to be Nirzach, so although we cannot go and affirmatively go and kill him because he didn't have a Psach Din yet, however, passively...
Shev al Tasa,
exactly.
And is this similar to Usayef because the person bursts open? I mean, because you're supposed to kill him b'derech ha-hariga.
No, or which, you can't, though. You can use any Musa.
Right.
So the Gemara said before, Mois Yumas, and the Gemara asked, what's Mois Yumas? If you can't go and give him the Misa, you're supposed to give him a backup type of Misa. For instance, someone who's fleeing on a boat.
You shoot him with an arrow.
You can't do, exactly right. So, it could be in that same b'china. Now, was the first terrorist to explain our Mishnah, that the Acherim were a bunch of Ratzchim. And this Reitzeach wasn't the confirmed Reitzeach, because if all confirmed Ratzchim, just kill them all. But it's talking about he was a Sofik, not a Sofik, but he was a 0.99 Reitzeach, but not 100% Reitzeach, because he didn't issue the formal Mardin yet. But that was Pshat number one. So for all those that didn't like Pshat number one, we have Pshat number two, Reish Lakish Amar. But Adam de Kulyamale Pliga de Ptiri. Were this to be talking about the fact pattern that you just gave, even if Yehuda would agree, Potter, go home. Avalacha Bishor Shleg Nigmar Dinai. Shinasar Bishvorimachairim Shinigmar Dinam. Are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. That's the case, says Rish Lakish. That we're talking about an animal who was a Sufik Shorhan Niskal, Sufik only in the sense that there was no Gmar Din yet, but there were 3 pairs of Edom, all that said, yes, he deserves to be killed. It deserves to be killed because, yes, it killed Nebuch Reuven, Mechimen, Levi. It's a Shor HaNisko. However, the Bezin didn't have a chance to issue its Psak. Shinis Arev, Bishwar HaMachayrim. They got mixed in with other Shor HaNisko, Shinigmar Dinan Kamifgi. Rabbanan Tzavri, Kamises Balan, Kachmises HaShor. Vein Gomrim Dinan Shol Shor El Bafanav. The Svara pattern is the same as in the first Ukimta, the way Shmuel learned Pshat. That Nochemul, we cannot finish off the Din Torah vis-a-vis this Shor, because you have to do Bifanov. So let's do Bifanov. So Rashi already said, If he can't go and recognize the Seishish Befanav. And here I think it's a little bit easier to understand because, at least for a city slicker like me, I couldn't tell the difference between one ox and the other ox and the other ox. Maybe the farmers can. Maybe the people live in rural communities.
Why would this be here in a Mishnah about Rotseach, which is an Adam? It should be by...
That's a very good question.
It should be a Sharnisko.
Very good question.
Do you
have a better teretz?
No. I don't understand Rish Lakish's use of the
Rish Lakish holds that the Pshat of Shmuel doesn't make sense. How can you go and say, free all these guys? You got the 5, 10, whatever, Ratzchim out on the loose, you're going to go and kill them. They're not on the loose, but you're going to go and say, okay, everybody go home, you're all exempt.
So we can bring the shore for a hola?
Can you bring the shore for a hola? No, definitely not.
So how do you know which one? So the whole chavura you cannot bring.
We're talking about kabbonis later. Wait for a moment, we're going to get about kabbonis later on. But in the meantime, the Gemara says, since Kimisa Bal and Kach Mises Ashar, Ain't Gurmi Shul El Bafanav, Hilgach Kum Baturim, they all are Batur, all these Shar Niskos. Presumably they're going to come into Bezin very shortly, because presumably they're going to commit Chas Hashem other crimes. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Koin Tanois Lekipa, take them all into a keep, into a jail, until they all die out, either from starvation or from eating these soyim. Maybe Shwam could eat soyim.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Good. Okay.
According to Barry Quick in the last mission that we had just the other day, it's common the Haragas of a Hema, the Haragas of Adam.
But that's a man. The man is the agent of the crime.
But you're already talking already a little bit.
No, but to talk about a shore being a Rotseach.
He's a Nachan.
We talk about a Nachan or something. No, the language is. It should be Eilon on the skull, then. It's not Eilon on the Rogan.
I think that Barry agrees with you that there's a tenuous connection. He just feels that tenuous connection is a little bit too attenuated and that it should really not come here. Okay, anyway, I think we all understand the difficulty, but we have to pshat the Mishnah. Rav is not happy with either of those two pshatim. Why is he not happy? Because there is a brisa. What's the brisa? Amar Rav. There's a brisa that is appended to our Mishnah that we didn't learn yet, but we're going to learn right now. Om Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi, one of the famous Tanoim in the Mishnah, not to be confused with Rav Yossi Haglili, but rather Rav Yossi ben
Chalafta.
And this is one of the Makoidis that we know that Stam Rav Yossi is Rav Yossi ben Chalafta from our Gemara. How do I know? Because some Rav Yossi afilu Abba Chalafta beineim. Abba Chalafta, even if my father Chalafta, the reason why he adds Abba Chalafta, not that his name was Abba Chalafta.
You shouldn't call your father.
Exactly. Right. Say the Mefarshim, because you're not supposed to call your father by the first name, even if the father is no longer alive, so then you have to go and say Avi Moiri, etc. So he said also Abba Chalafta. Afilu Abba Chalafta beineim. Even if Abba Chalafta were among this Taruvis, the same halacha would apply.
Of Rabbi Yehuda.
The same machloikis and our Mishnah would apply. So now, this is a very, very nakad kasha on Reish Lakish, and it's a little bit of a lesser kasha vis-a-vis Shmuel. Why is it a kasha on Reish Lakish? Because Reish Lakish says that our Mishnah is not talking about people. It's talking about animals. A shor, which is a kmat eshor, ready to be nisko. But unfortunately, we didn't have the gemar din yet. And all the other shvarim are gemar din shvarim to be niskoed. And says Rabbi Yossi, even if Abba Chalafta happens to be among them, how would a person be among all of these shvarim? Doesn't make sense. So that clearly, that cannot be the pshat, says Rava Lefi that brisa. So what about the first brisa? Not the first brisa, the first pshat of Shmuel. What did Shmuel say? It's talking about that you have a couple, or again, our mission doesn't say how many, 3, 5, 10, whatever, a whole bunch of vadei rotzchim, and this person happens to be a sofik ritzich, only the sofik in the sense that they didn't issue the gemar din yet. But otherwise, he didn't graduate. Good. So what is Rabbi Yossi saying? That my father was one of the real confirmed rotzchim? Or he's saying my father was the one that's a ritzich, but 0.99, there's no gemar din? How would a son say that about a father? Besides the fact that Reb Chalafta was a great Talmud Chacham, was a great Tano or whatever on his own.
Elsewhere, right.
Yeah, so we're going to go and say about him, even if he was among these Ratzchim, I mean, that doesn't make sense. And if Emma Rava, I have a brand new pshat. Hachikama, Shnaim Shoyu Oindin, V'yotze Chitz V'beinayin, V'horag, Shneim Beturim. Reuven and Shimon are standing here on the street corner, and they're both playing with a bow and arrow. Perhaps each one of them has a bow and arrow. Perhaps one of them has. Anyway, after Reuven and Shimon are standing there for a few minutes, guess what? An arrow shot out from the two of them. I don't know who. One of them. And pow, Nebuch hit Levi. Nebuch, they had to call the Chevra Kadisha because of Levi. So now the question is, who did it?
No ballistics.
Okay. So you have now both Reuven and Shimon. And I'm asking, I'm going to ask Reuven, was it your arrow? I don't know what you're talking about. What arrow? I don't even know how to spell the word arrow. Well, maybe Shimon was your arrow. Would I touch arrows? Come on, do me a favor. So now I have a Reitzeach who's besafik. And what's the Shiloh over here? Not a Shiloh like we learned until now, the one got mixed in the other. The actual Maisa Ritzicha happened either through Reuven or through Shimon, but nobody knows for sure. And Reuven and Shimon are not in the mood of confessing, and even if they would confess, Moide B'Knas is Potter, I don't know if this would be considered Knas, but I don't think you go and kill someone based on his own admission.
But how can they kill if there are no Eidim? You're not killing them anyway.
Adam Karavei Salat.
Where is...
So that's what our Mishnah says. Ritzeach Shesar B'Chedim, since they got mixed. Now the Losh of the Mishnah is not as precise, because Shesar B'Chedim sounds like one into two. Here we're talking about two people, that the Ritzeach was in the Shesar together with the other guy, so both of them together are the Taruvas. So what's the din? So you're saying, well, how can we kill either one? Because it's a suffix. That's what the Mishnah says, Kulam Baturim. You're absolutely right.
No, but even to kill somebody by the court, you need Hasra, Edom, and all that.
I'm doing it anyway.
So the answer is very good. The question is excellent. And the answer is, there were two Edom that come to the courtroom and say, one of these two, Reuven and Shimon, was the one that did the Ritzicha.
We warned them
in advance. We saw they were playing with fire, literally with fire. Chabra, don't do it. There's Levi across the street. If you're going to be, Chas v'Shalom, you're going to kill him, and then you're going to get Misa.
We don't care.
Well, whatever it was. But the bottom line is, it was the whole jurisprudence and all the rules and regulations. The due process. The question is, but I don't know which one it is. Sorry?
Proper procedures.
Okay, so those are the two individuals. So now what would happen...
They read the Miranda rights?
What would happen if somebody were to come by and say, I know Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is not Reuven. Reuven happens to be the Chavetz Chaim. And he's standing there together with Shimon. And one of them shot the arrow and killed Levi. Who do you think was the one that killed Levi? Do you think it was the Chavetz Chaim or do you think it was Shimon? Who do you think?
Shimon,
right? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav HaChi Kamer Shneim Hayoyim Yad Chayim Rehech V'yoharek Shneim B'tum V'yam Reb Yoisi. Even if one of the two would be a Chovetz Chaim, would be my father, well, obviously he is beyond reproof, beyond any shadow of a doubt, as a Chatzadik, nevertheless, the same halach would apply, Kulan Peturin, both Reuven and Shimon, both Abba Chalafta and the other individual would go home free. Even though,
if any guy on the street would go, and Reuven and Shimon would go free, of course Abba Chalafta would go free. What's Rabbi Yossi adding? I'm asking honestly.
It's the other way around. If again, you have the Chovetz Chaim standing together with Shimon, and I say, I want to wager a bet. Who do you think is the one that shot the arrow after Hasra'a and therefore recklessly or negligently or intentionally shot the arrow and killed Levi? Obviously. Guess what the halacha is? Says Rabbi Yossi, even though it's obvious, Shneim Peturim.
Okay, so you can't convict on a probability.
Exactly right. Even if you know the Chazaka mit the Royim mit 0.999, the Maisi can't go and convict Shimon because you don't have absolute certainty, and that's why they both go free.
I understand the chish. We've had this already earlier. I mean, like, you have to know.
I think it's tremendous chish. If I would see a Chavetz Chaim, I would say Chavetz Chaim. I would kiss your feet.
If you don't have the certainty of who shot the arrow, I don't understand. I really don't. I'm not being cantankerous.
Okay. Whether you are or aren't. That's what Rabbi says.
Okay. It's like you say, Tamil Chacham doesn't need Hasra, because he knows.
He's a Chover. Very good. Beautiful.
So here you know, also, him, the Umdina, you want to play Russian roulette.
Okay. So if you want, we'll do a start the Rashi, El Omer Rabbi, five lines in, six lines in. Bishloi Hukkele Bezin Kama. It's talking about the Bezin didn't know who the Ratzech is. We know somebody's dead. Who's Ritzach? You're going, Shnaim Amdim Yotzach Hetz Meneh. Ve'en Yodim Ezim Hen Zorkoi. I don't know. It's either Reuven or Shimon. There's nobody else in the next 10 miles proximity. One of them did. Shnaim Pturim. Amr Yosi Afila Abba Chalafta Meneh. Shehakol Yodim Shu Chosid. Everybody knows it. Chosid Ha'atzavik. Ve'loi Zorkoi. He was not the one. He doesn't even touch the bows and arrows. Even though it's like Kibaldi Chazoka, Cheskes Kasheris of this great tzaddik for Chosin, my father. Nevertheless, they're both part. Ubaha Afil Rabbi Yehuda Moida. Rabbi Yehuda agrees 1,000% Turim. So what about where's Rabbi Yehuda now? Mishra? Rabbi Yehuda says you put them in the kippah. Right. You put the Chovetz Chaim into the kippah with the other guy, and he starved them to death. He gave him soirim. So we continue on the Gemara. Rashi is already going to the next Shikha Gemara. So how are we going to understand Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing on the first case. He agrees, any two people standing, and I don't know which one it is, Kulam Baturim, even if it's Abba Chalafta Meneh. Now, new case. B'shor Shenigmar Dinoi, Shenisar B'shvarim Acherim Mi'alyo. What happens if you have a Shor Shenigmar Dinoi, and it got mixed in with regular kosher Shvarim? The word ma'aliyah would be like kshayim. You know, I'm going to say kshayim about a shor, especially if you didn't check the answer to the question. Ma'aliyah means good guys,
innocent.
Good, innocent shvar, that have not been yet brought to Bezdin for any possible infractions. So now what I have this real bad shor, real ritzeach. Ritzeach meaning that's confirmed.
Wow.
It got mixed in with nice guys, one, two, three others, cycling. Oh, so we go and give them all skila. Why do we give them all skila? Says Rashi, because what's the status of a shor haniskel, even if you don't give it skila? What happens if quickly the balabus would go and shecht that shor haniskel?
Osir
bahano. And since this osir bahano shor is mixed in with other shvarim,
right.
Even if it happens to be roy, it's a berry, it's not going to become bottled.
Right.
So what's going to happen to all of them? They're all going to become now isurei hano. They're all isurei hano, says Rabbi Yehuda. Says our Mishnah, you might as well just go and do a skila to all of us.
So you're going to 23. It's going to be such a waste and baltash.
It's a terrible waste. There's no question. But the old
skila is so cruel. It's such a cruel way.
That's why Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Let's take a look now. Let's finish off the Rashi. Now we stopped in the middle of Rashi.
Sure, sure.
We're throwing the
skila for a shore is.
But they get it for littering.
Let's go back to the Mishnah.
Right, right.
Rabbi Yehuda would be moida to this halacha. Aye, so what's Rabbi Yehuda's arguing in our Mishnah? Koitzer is the keeper. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Koitzer the keeper. He's not going on the first case of the Mishnah. Really? It seems to me he's going on the first case. No, Chsur Mechsur, we have to add a whole bunch of words. Hachikama Tanaka. Chsur Mechsur, Maslisim Hachikani. After we finish the first case of the Ritzech, of the Abba Chalaft and somebody else, and Kulam Turin, says the Mishnah, Hachikani, Vishor Shining Mardinoi, that got mixed into one or more other Shvarim, Soikonoi Soi. They have no choice. It's all asir bano anyway. I have no use of any one of these shvarim. At this point, the balam don't lose anything by the skila because anyway, they're all, in a sense, they're all dead meat anyway. They're asir bano. You can't even go and give it to a goy to eat. You can't give it to a caliph to eat. You can't go and use the skins. They're asir bano. Zero. Hilkach. So Glenoisa, I said, oh, isn't that cruel? So the Kenishas guy and Mitzaskila, because at least one of them is the Bar Skila. That's why it's called Hashor Haniskel. You're supposed to go and give Skila. No, Hashor Yisokil, the Gambal of Yumas, you got to give Skila. So, yes, it's true, the other one or two or three are innocent bystanders. I feel bad for them, you know. You and I that have a terrible feeling, I tell you, the animals beat them, at the ASPCA, I feel bad for them. Abulamas, yes, I mean it honestly and earnestly. But what can you do? You want to be Mekayim the midst of Skila, so you go and Skila. Now, one second, slowly. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, everybody wants to hear Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, no, coincidence, the keeper. Why? So now you're going to think the reason is because we don't want to go and kill him with Skila. So, Trash, coincidence, the keeper, Shein Tzorch Le Soiklen, Shleidatriach Bezdin. Why should Bezdin be in charge of Skilais of multiple Shvarim? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, when Some of these are totally kosher, innocent shvarim, and therefore, koinsenoy b'cheder may moisim merov. Rather, go and put them into a cheder, and they're going to die, and they're going to starve, and they'll eat.
Can't you view it as maybe mitzvah ba'avera? Because if you're killing all of them, that's tzar balei chayim and bal tashchis.
Not bal tashchis, because we said that they're worthless.
Do we have an exception?
Their value is destroyed when the other shore becomes mixed up with them.
160
is Isser Hanoi like attaches to that.
You don't say it by live animals.
No, but Tzar Balei Chayim.
If you had a bunch of dead animals, and they have some of them are available, some of them are kosher, then you can start talking about one out of Roy, 50, 60, 100, but if they're alive, they don't become so kosher, they don't become.
It bothers me too, but the same way that, like, where property is extended, the more it seems of property is everything is attached. So if something us isser intrudes into other things that are mutter, it attaches its isser, it shares it with them. It's a very social view of the world.
Yeah. But we think the shore is the property.
That's how I see it.
No, no.
Aren't you against socialism?
I'm not against them.
Hey, everybody say, this is getting into social and cultural discussions. Let's get back to the mark.
Well, you say that you don't give a misa to a shore even once in 70 years?
That's a person.
I'm saying maybe he extends it. Vatanya.
This Vatanya is not a kasha Vatanya, a raya that this is the real pshat in the Mishnah. Vatanya stated in the Braisa, Porashe Miso, a part of that killed. V'yachach Yolda, and after that it gave birth. Oh boy. Imachle Nigmar Dina Yolda Vlada Mutter. Imachle Nigmar Dina Yolda Vlada Asur. This is not, of course, the case of our Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah is going to be the Nisar Ba'achirim, which we're going to see in another moment. But before we get to the Nisar Ba'achirim, we have to understand initially what does the Braisa say. A Parah Shemisa, since we've changed from Shor to Parah, most of you will recognize that we've gone from the masculine to the feminine, and therefore we're talking about a female animal, a female cow. And this cow, Hemisa, unfortunately killed, presumably not with its horns. To my knowledge, cows don't have horns, only oxen have, but did it in another fashion, by pushing, squeezing,
stomping.
Exactly. The Poros know how to do it. Anyway, Poros Hemisa, V'yachach Yolda, and after that it gave birth. We don't know at this point yet when the animal became Uberes, when it became pregnant, but the assumption will be in the Gemara that it was already pregnant at the time that it did the original negicha, or in this case, not negicha, derisa, or dechia, or whatever the animal did to cause the victim to die. We'll talk about this in much greater detail in another moment or two. But anyway, parashe misa, v'yachach yolda. And after the misa, then the parah gave birth to a new baby. The question is, finally two Adam came, we went to Bezin, and the Paskin, this Parah goes Lemisa, because the Parah was not a Parah that, not an innocent Parah, and not a Shor that will say Yisokel, but Parah Tisokel. She's going to become a Parah Niskelis. The question is, what about this baby? Does the baby also get killed or not? I know all of us have our emotions for this baby. Now, with the baby in
it,
so you're happy or not happy?
So now
this Braisa now talks about those very halachas that you are referring to. The reason why we bring the Braisa, not the Mishnah, is because that Mishnah doesn't talk about Nisar Bachem, 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 which is the key that we want to go and shtel to our Mishnah. Anyway, so what happens now? You have the Parah Shemisa, V'yachach Yolda, Im actually Nigmar Dina Yolda, if before the Gemar Din this baby was born. In other words, from the time that the mother went and did the Misa, until it was brought into Bezin, until the Edom, and until the Bezin officiated and made their decision, the Mami Behema had already given birth. Before the Gemar Din, the Vladimutter, because in the Gemar Din, the Psak will only be vis-a-vis the Mami, and not vis-a-vis the Vlad, and the Vlad goes home free, and they're going to have to find foster parents to go and take care of this Vlad. However, if after the Gemar Din this baby was born, then the Vlad is also, and you have to go and give it a skila as well. What's the reason? Why? The Gemara will say shortly, because of Uber Yerech Imoihu, which means that just like when you go and do skila against an animal, you don't just do skila against the heart or just against the head. You kill the entire animal. Why are you killing the tail of the animal? The tail didn't do anything. Makes no difference. The whole animal participated in this negich, or in this case, the tchia, the dris, or whatever the animal did to go and kill the victim. So the whole animal gets killed. I feel bad for the teeth, and I feel bad for the tail. But they hear that didn't get involved. But lamas, the whole animal. So then the whole animal, the time of that psak din, included also
the uber.
So therefore, it goes. All goes the Misa.
It's the Shechit of Metar.
Good. Now we're going to talk about that more shortly, but in the meantime, let's get back to why we brought this price in the first place. Mis'ar b'achirim. V'achirim b'achirim. What happens if the animal, after the Psak Din, made a plate and got mixed in with other animals? And other animals. Koisin oisin l'kipa, we're going to go and take them into the kippa. Like who said that in our Mishnah? Like Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, so you see that when you have a confirmed Shoraniskel or Para Haniskelas and gets mixed in with others, what do you do? Koisanaskipa, just like Rabbi Huda said. What about the Tanakama? Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimon Aymer, Mavin Oysan Lebezim, Esoiklan Oysan. It got mixed in, so all of them will get the skila, which is the way Rava learned Pshat in the Tanakama of our Mishnah. Right? So therefore, we have a price which is directly on point about a behema that was Mardin for skila, and our Mishnah was a case of a shah, here's a case of a para, makes no difference. And it got mixed in with others. What do you do? Same machloik as our Mishnah, just in reverse. And our Mishnah to the Tanakhama says, you go and give them all skila. If you say you don't give skila, you do keep it. Here the Brisa says the Tanakhama, which is Rabbi Huda, Kaisal Kippa, so Rabbi Shimon, now you go and give them skila. So with this, we have concluded the Raya to Rabba. And now, if anybody asks you, what is this case of the Mishnah Toba Ritesh Nazar Bachirim? Until this morning, you would say, well, there's a machlokes between Shmuel and Reish Lakish, Hayim's Dim Pshat. Now you can tell everybody that there are three Pshatim. We have the Pshat of Rebbe Avohu and Shmuel, we have Reish Lakish, and we finally have Rava. Now that we brought that Braisa, now we have to understand the Braisa. Omama, Imachal Inig Mardina Yolda Vlod Muter Es. If the Gemara Din took place, and before the Gemara Din, the baby was already born to this para, then the Vlad is off the hook, because when the Beis Din issues its psak, kill the para, guess what? This baby has already been born, is no longer uber yerech imoy, and therefore will go lecheres. Are you telling me that the assumption is from the time that the mami did the negicha, it's not really negicha, right, but whatever it was, from that time, the hostile act that caused the death of that victim, are you telling me that at that time the mami was already me'uberet? And nevertheless, because the baby was born before the psak din, the baby goes free. V'omer Rava, v'lad ha'negachas, osur hi uvloda nogchu. V'lad ha'nirbas, osur hi uvloda nirbu. So this Rava is saying, don't look so much at the time the Gemara din. Look at the time of the Negicha. Was this para already Muberes at that time or not? If the Vlad Negachas,
the criminal Vlad.
Yeah, but it's really not the Vlad Negachas, it's a little bit precise. It means the Vlad inside the Mami.
It's a Shutfis.
Good, okay. That's already a difficult concept, Shutfis, because we said in the Gemara before that you can only go and kill one. If they were, let's say, 10. Nine go free, and on the tenth one, there's a machlokes whether kol nefesh would mean kol nefesh or kol du nefesh. Okay, but anyway, you're talking about a vlad and negachas, means the mami that was negachas, and at that time it was uberes, osur, the vlad also is osur. Why? Because he uvloda nokhu. It's both she, meaning the mami, and the vlad did the negicha together. Vlad hanirbas, the vlad of. So the Vlad and Negachas doesn't mean the Vlad that did the Negicha. It means the Vlad of the Negachas,
yes,
the daughter of the Negachas, or the son of the Negachas. Same thing as Vlad HaNirbaz, also Osir. He uvlad the Nirbu. The Revia took place not only vis-a-vis the Mami, but also vis-a-vis the Vlad, because the Vlad was inside the Mami's stomach at the time of the either Ritzicha or the Revia. And before we continue on, Why does the Gemara use the expression v'lanegachas osir? If you go and say v'lanegachas, you have to go and give skila. What's the lashon of osir? So this gets us back to Reuven Halevi, who asked already 15 minutes ago, l'gabi din of a carbon, because Rav, in fact, is talking l'gabi a carbon. Why is it talking about a din of a carbon? Why are we talking l'gabi a negicha? Says Rashi, so because it was either alpi balim or alpi eid echad, which is not enough to go and give a negicha. But rather, it is enough to go and call this animal a negachas for purposes of bringing a carbon. That it's osur ligivoya.
Because of Eidachad Neman Bissurin? Is it Isser? It's Isser in that way?
Yeah, that's fine. But it's certainly not enough for Mammonist purposes.
Right.
You have the beginning of Parshas Vayikra where you have Minabokar, Minatoin, Minabahima, Minabokar, Minatoin. So Rashi says the Maitis, among those which we are Mamayit are, for instance, a Roiva or a Nirva. Whereas the Nirva, why don't you just go and give them Misa? We had earlier on that a Behema, you give Misa just like a Misa Sharkach, Misa Baal, you know, if you have the Eid. Because you didn't have to wait, you only have Eid Echor Al Pibal. So this is your case that you were talking about card before. I told you we were going to get back to it, so I wanted to go in my word. Anyway, so Rava says in this case, if the animal was pregnant at the time of the Negicha, Ritzicha, Revia, then the animal, the Vlad, is also eliminated. It's tainted for purpose of Kabbalah, and if it would be by a hedget, we would go and kill that animal too, or at least put him into jail, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Yes.
Is this also relates to a human being?
A human being you don't bring for a human carbon.
No carbon. Yeah, right.
Only by Moilach they did that, and that's
prohibited. Those was different days. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about if, the, God forbid, the mother, she is pregnant and she is doing something and...
That's a good question. I think the answer is yes, but I can't tell you for sure.
We had a woman who went and said, they said, execute her. She's pregnant. Who cares?
You're talking about pregnant. What happens if she already gave birth to the child?
Then the birth of the child is a separate thing.
Okay, so that's not so clear. We'll see in a moment. Well, let's wait.
But that, you get back to the Gemara and Baba Kama, where the power of the animal.
Let's finish the Gemara and Sanhedrin, and we'll get back to Baba Kama later on. Anyway, getting back to Agmar. So what did I see now? The Braisa said very, this Braisa we use as support to Rava. And now we're saying the very same Braisa is the Chayra challenging Rava. Because what did Rava say? If you have a Vlad Negachas, then the Vlad is also disqualified for a carbon. If it would be a hedge, you'd go and kill it. What do you mean? We just said now that, says the Braisa, go back to the beginning of the Braisa, if this baby was born before the Psakdin, but the Gemara's assumption was that the mommy was pregnant at the time of the original Egicha, it's just that the baby was born before the Psakdin. What's it in? Vlad Mutter. Ah, Rava said that the Vlad is also Vlad and Egachas is Osir. He of Vlad and Nalko, he of Vlad and Nirbu. So Tamar Eima, im actually Nigmardina, Ibra. The Yolda, then Vlodamutra. Oh, we're talking about a situation that what? Actually, Nigmadina, between the Negicha and the Gemardin, only now did the animal go and become Uberis, and only now the animal gave birth, and it happened before the Gemardin. So we have now, at the time of the original Negicha, the animal was barren, was not pregnant.
Reconis.
At the end of the time of by the Gemardin, the animal was also Reconis. Barren. In between there was a mazel tov. The animal first found a eshedach, got muberes, then 6 months later, 8 months later, 5 months later, 7 months later, depends on whether it's a behemagasa, behemadakis, you're going to tell me about a behemagasa, okay, the other zachengut. But anyway, bottom line is that the animal became muberes and the animal gave birth. What's it in? Vlada mutter. Now that's very, very simple. Why is Vlada mutter? Because at the time of the Negicha, it wasn't inside the animal. So you don't have Ravas halacha, right? Ravas talking about Vlad HaNegachas. He of Vlada Nokhu. There was no he of Vlada Nokhu. The animal at that time was Reconis. You're going to go and tell me the time the Gemara did. Oh, that's the next case. What happens if the animal taka became Muberes after the Negicha? And
then Machta Plata till they could arrest her in the Agam.
Good. So Imish Nigmar Dina Ibra. The Yolda, if it's already, well, he's going to even make it one step further. Mishanigmadina, after the Gemardin, Ibra, the animal became Uberes, the Yolda, and gave birth. Vlada Osir, the Vlad is also Osir. Why is the Vlad also Osir? Because at the time that this animal found its new mate, in other words, Nigmadina, So now it's branded, not literally, but it has now the status of a shor nisko. What are we supposed to do? Take it out, 4 skila. Guess what the animal did? Gemachta pleita. And then the animal apparently knew that something is amiss, right. So quickly went and mated with another animal, at least to have some hanor, you know, before it's imminent patira. And what happened? But this animal was really on the loose and really made a good pleita. And they only found the animal after the animal had already given birth. So in between the Gemar Din and the execution, it had enough time to become uberes and to go and have birth, which is 7 months later or whatever. What happens is, not only does the original animal now get skila, but we're going to give a skila to the child. We call it Vlada Asr, because again, we're talking in the carbon vicinity or atmosphere. We're not talking about in Hedyot, but the same halacha would apply, that the child would be killed. What's the reason why the child would be killed? Like we said before, because it's Uba Yerach Imahi. What do you mean Uba Yerach Imahi? This all transpired after the Gemara Din. True. But after the Gemara Din, this animal was branded already as Shor HaNisko.
And if Skila, Nigmar of Skila attaches even to any part of her body, including anything that develops in her.
Exactly. 100% right. And therefore the Vlad will be Osir, and that's the Psak, and that's how we understand the Brisa. Says, you want 1 second, 1 second. What's the pshat over here? It's true that the mommy of this Vlad was a bad mommy, on death row, because of the fact that the mommy went and was a shor niskel, or a parah haniskelis. So therefore, what you're saying is right, that the uber developed in the womb of this Osir Bano Shor Nisko, and therefore it also became Osir. However, how did this Pora become pregnant? It didn't become pregnant on its own, but rather it was a result of a male. That male was an innocent male. The male didn't even know that this. He didn't get the resume, or the resume didn't say on it that she was a terrible. She's already
a criminal.
Not only she's a criminal, but she's doomed to die. She's on death row.
Convicted criminal.
A convicted. He didn't know that. So he lived together with her, and guess what happened? And the animal became pregnant, and now the animal is born. So now 50% of this animal was created from the tati, not only from the mommy. So if you hold Zev Zeg going to miss Osir, then I understand why this Vlad should be Osir for a carbon, and why it should be on death row together with its mommy. But if he says Zev Zeg going to mutter, the father says, "It's my baby. Give me back my baby. What do you want from me?
Give me custody.
Okay. So what are you going to send me a claim? Ela Marvina, Eima im Adshle Nigmar Dina Ibra Vyolda Vloda Mutter. This part is the same as before. Im Adshle Nigmar Dina. In other words, the behema was not a muberis at the time of the original Nagicha. It was Reikonis, as you said before. So at the time in Bezin, when they're in Bezin, actually Nigmar Dina Ibra, it got muberis. And the Yolda, and it gave birth. So both the Ibur and the Leda took place in between the original Nagicha and between the Gemar Din, and Vlad is Mutter, because the Vlad did not participate in the Nagicha, and the Vlad was not in the mommy's womb at the time that the Bezin issued its psak, that this mommy is now a para niskelis. We have to, so therefore it's free to go home, find custody, find the father somewhere, etc. That is the same as before that we had the Amid Aleph. However, im achulay nigmar dina, ibra, it was muberes, umisha nigmar dina, yolda. Ah, so what happened over here? How is this different from the previous case? The previous case we said is talking about Emisha Nigmar Dina, Ibra, the Yolda. After the Gemar Din, Muberes and Yolda, Vlad Asura, we said it depends on Zeb Zagoyim, also Zeb Zagoyim Mutter. Here we're talking about Imach Loi Nigmar Dina, Ibra, Umisha Nigmar Dina, Yolda. So the before the Gemar Din, it became Muberes.
After the
Negicha. After Negicha, right. After Negicha, thank you. Imachalin Nadina before the Gemar Din, Ibra, she became Muberes. Umisha Nigmar Dina Yolda, and after the Gemar Din, then it gave birth. Ah, so at the time that the Psak of the Bezin was issued, look at the mommy. Mommy was noticeably pregnant. Oh, and now we're issuing a din. You have to go and execute the mommy. And the mommy's pregnant. So what happens if they would do it on the same day? They wouldn't say, well, let's go and wait till the mommy gives birth, and then we're going to go. No, we kill the animal, lock, stock, and barrel immediately with the lock, stock, and barrel with the barreling stomach with the Vlad inside. In the barrel, exactly. what happens if instead the animal made a pleita, even though it had to run very quickly, being muberes, but somehow or other it was able to escape. And then what happened was, umishanigma dina yolda, then the animal gave birth, vloda osir, we're going to go and kill both the mommy and the baby. What did the baby do? The baby was there, bishas nigmar din, so just like we would have executed them both, now both, just the pregnant mommy, on the day of the Gemara did, since it ran away, the mommy gave birth. Maybe that's why the mommy gave birth in its haste. Then the baby pangs. Came out, birth pangs, etc. So then blood also because ubiyerech imayhu. And now there's no svara over here. The zevzer goyim muta, zevzer goyim aser, because we're talking about that the animal when the psak din was issued, the animal was meuberes, and therefore just like the outward mommy is osir bano, and you have to give a skila. You have to give a skila to its nose, to its toes, to its tail, to its heart. In other words, the whole animal, the skila, affects the whole animal. So it would affect the vlad too, even though the vlad was born in between because the animal ran away. That animal is part and parcel of Ami Yomirichibu, and therefore you have to go and kill it. But the ikur of the brisa was to show that Rava's pshat in the Mishnah was a very, very good pshat. So we have the three pshatim of Shmuel, of Reish Lakish, and of Rava pshat in the Mishnah. And now we continue on right to the Mishnah. Kol chayove misais. Now what is this all about? Let's take a quick look at the Mishnah. Third line. Kol chayove misais is arvu ze bezeh. You had a bunch of chayim, a bunch of people on death row. This one's supposed to get a skilin, this one a sreifin, this one a herigin, this one a chenik, and they all got mixed up. So what are we going to do now to them? They all are chayiv misa. Says the Tanakam, and he don't have a kala. Just go and give the lightest of the Misa, because Yesh Bechlau, Messiah Mana, I can't go and give Skila to someone that's only entitled to go and get Herig Vechanek, you can't do that, but you can go and give to the Skila guy, so give him Herig Vechanek, you bury him in the other burial plot.
Right.
But he's going to get Misa anyway, so you won't give the Skila, you go and give him the lighter ones. Okay. So that is easy.
Misa Yafa.
What happens if Haniskal and Binisrafim? A Niskal gets mixed in with a Nisraf. Okay, according to us, Niskal, which one is worse? The Skila is worse than the Sreifa. But what does Reb Shimon hold? Okay, so now which one are we going to go and give? So it depends on what you hold. It's in the spirit of Purim. Is Reb Shimon Aimer nidoinim beskila? Why? That's Reb Shimon Lishitasa. Shas reifa chamura. So give the lighter one. Go and give the skila. Chamal Aimer no fuk paket nidoinim beskila. Shas skila chamura. So we have this machlik already a few times in our mesechta, and now we go to the Gemara. Zok timar kol chayav misis. Shma mina, the choira I can go and bring a raya from our Mishnah, the moisra, the dover chomer, have a moisra, the dover kal. The word moisra comes from the word hasra. So when you give a person hasra, the dover chomer, to the big time misa, you go and tell him, mister, if you're going to go and do this, you're going to go and get skila. And the person says, I know, but I don't care. And then after that, the skila guy gets mixed in with a herig or a guy, the marshal. So what are you going to go and do? Says the Mishnah, go and give him the herig or chenek, because that's the lighter. How can you go and give him? I only give Masrof a skila. I didn't give Masrof a herig or chenek. Have a moisele of a kal. We see from our Mishnah that if you gave the maximum Masrof, included in that is the minimum Masrof. In other words, from the Misa Chamur to the Misa Kal. Om Rabbi Yemi, you have no raya. It's talking about that they didn't tell him which specific Misa. They only told him, Mister, if you're going to do this, you're going to have a misa end. You're going to have a misa without expressing which one. But don't you normally have to tell them exactly? It's a machloikis. Vaitanahu, deciding with another brisa. Vishar chayov a misa shabbatayr. Shar says Rashi means not a mesis case. But a regular normal chayov a misa shabbatayr. Any misa oisan ele ve'eda ve'edim hasro. You have to have eda, edim hasro. Like normal, Rashi says, same thing applies even to a mesis. Also you need eda ve'edim. Only thing is you don't need hasro. Because hasro is only to go and have rachmonis on that person.
Right,
when it comes to meisis, loisachmo, loisachasa, olav, you don't need hasro. Okay. Va'achye diyushu chayim misas bezdin. You have to go and tell him, mister, if you're going to go and be over on Shabbos, misas bezdin, what are you going to get? You're going to go and get skila, rachmona l'slan. Rabbi Yehuda oimer achye diyu be'eze misahu nerag. Ah, this is a machlik between Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Kun in Tanakam, you only have to tell him, misa. You don't have to... Which misa? You'll figure out, mister. Just go, don't be Mechal Shabbos. Don't be a Reitzeach. Don't be a Noeth. Any one of these things, you're going to get Misa. Which Misa? I'm not telling you. That's enough according to Tanakhama. If you just said, no, you got to tell them expressly. Eizen Misa Hunerek. You're going to get Skila, you're going to get Tzreif. You have to tell them which one. Ah, okay, so before we continue on, so therefore our Mishnah that says that even though we gave him Hasra, and it was a skila type of iser, and nevertheless, because he got mixed up, we're going to go and give him the marshal Herig Achenek. So we thought Shmanu Amoyser Davachomer Amoyser Davakal. So Rav Nishkarai, it could be that our Mishnah is going according to the Man Yomar that holds that you don't have to specify which one is that the Tanakam of this brisa. You only have to tell Michai Mises Bezin. You don't have to tell him which one. You don't have to tell which one. So therefore, ini mini miny mo. If he gets mixed in, you'll go and give him the lesser one. Now, what's Takana Swar the Tanakam? What's this? The Makoir of Rebuta. Tanakam Yalv Makoishish. We already learned the Gemara yesterday. Why the Makoishish? That Kiloi Foyrash Maye Osoloi. Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't know what we're going to go and give the Makoishish. So when the Makoishish was doing the Makoishish Eitim on Shabbos, he had to have Asura. And the two, the Eitim came to him and said, Mister, it's Shabbos. If you're going to do this, you're going to go and get Misa. Which Misa?
I don't know.
Even Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know. So how was this an effective Asura? See from the Torah that you don't have to give these specific, because the Makosh Eitzim eventually got skili, was killed. How can you do that? The Asra was up. Says the Harai to the Tanakama. All you have to tell me is Bezin, you don't have to tell him which specific one. So this is one time in history, this is not a recurring event. At that time the Taka didn't know. However, for all generations, you have to be very specific. You have to tell them exactly which Misa it's got to be. Right, and Niskolim b'Nisrafim, we got a mixture of Niskolim b'Nisrafim, Machlekes Reb Shimon Rabbanon, what do you give the guy? Is Masel Rav Yecheskel Rami Berei. Rav Yecheskel was learning with his son Rami, he was learning our Mishnah. And they were learning HaNisrafim b'Niskolim. Notice that that's not our Girsa. Our Girsa is Niskolim b'Nisrafim. You don't have to go back. The Gemara conveniently brought the headline HaNiskolim b'Nisrafim. Niskolim got mixed in Nisrafim. Ah, however, Rabbi Cheskel, when he's learning with Rami, he's learning Nisraf ben Niskal. So you're saying to yourself, Nisraf. Oh, it's a big chilik. Because we're assuming, as the Gemara will tell us momentarily, that the Niskalim means that's the lower number in the individuals that got mixed up, bin Nisrafim in a larger number of individuals. So that we kill as few people as possible. Let's assume that there were three people altogether. So our Mishnah says, a Niskal got mixed up with two Nisrafim, so he got three. Or, the way now Cheskel is teaching Rami, his son, Nisrafim, one Nisraf got mixed into Niskolim, two Niskolim, what do I do? Says the Mishnah, Reb Shimon, Oymi Yadunim V'skivich Asrei V'chamur. Give skivich, because that's the lesser of the two. So this is how Rav Cheskel is teaching his son Rami. Rav Yehuda is passing by, and you will hear from Barry momentarily who is Rabbi Yehuda's father.
Rabbi
Yehuda by Cheskel. Rabbi Cheskel, the father of Rabbi Yehuda, is learning with Rami, the brother of Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda is passing by and he overhears this learning. And he says to him, Abba, Tati, Leitisnayahachi, don't learn the Mishnah the way you just taught it. Because the way you just taught it, that you're telling me that the reason why Rabbi Shimon says you go and give skila is because it's the lighter of the two. My iri disreif v'chamura. You don't have to say that the reason you give skila is because the sreif is mochamur. Typically, deruba niskalim nidu. After all, you have a roiv over here. What's the roiv? The way you taught it is nisraf bin niskalim. The nisraf is only one. Niskalim is two. If we're going to give them all skila, then guess what? Then we are... The two out of the three are going to get the real skila because that's what they're supposed to get. And the Nisraf will get the lighter one, which is Rav Shimon holds. But that's not a good reason, says Rav Yehuda to his father. The reason why you go and give skila is because you'll go bus a roiv. The roiv of the people that are getting Misa over here on his columns. It makes sense that the Nisraf should also get
these are whole people. You can't.
There's no question about it. By Miet and Roy, by whole people, we don't go and say that you go and... 100%. But here we're talking about the Gabi, their fate. They're all going to get Misa. Is the fate going to be a Sreifa Dika fate, or is it going to be a Skila Dika fate? So says the son of Yehuda to the father, the reason why we should give them all the lighter fate and give them Skila is because that makes sense, even even with before you get to Sreifa Chamura. The reason is because you have a Rive, that most of them are supposed to get Skila, so let the Nisrif also get Skila together with him.
But we wouldn't do it if it was an upgrade, if it was...
So let's continue on. Right. So take away the Ruben and Skila, you know? Ella, so now Tati says to son, Hey, Chiasnaisa, how should I learn the Mishnah? Hanis Kolam and Nisrafim. Ah, the Rive over here were Nisrafim. So I would have thought, Nisrafim, then, you know, we have three... Two out of three are Nisrafim, one in this column, so then give them all Sreifa. Go Basarai. If Shimon Ayim, no, you don't see Basarai. You're doing him Beskila. Shasreifa Chamura, because of the fact that Sreifa is Chamur. So we're going to give him a downgrade on all three of them.
Give him a discount.
Give him a discount. Even the Nisrafim guys are going to go and get the Skila. Oh, so that's a nice Chiddush that Shimon is telling us. I would think you go Basarai, give them the harder Misa. After all, they're all getting Misa anyway. No, go and give them the Skila, because Sreifa is Chamura. So far, so good. And what we've done now is, Rav Yehud is now telling his father we should learn the Mishnah like our Girsa. That's our Girsa. And this Golem and this Rav. Let's continue right in the Mishnah. Since you just threw in Rav Yehuda, this new element, that putting aside the din of which one is more chomer and which one is less chomer, also at least initially look at who's the Roiv and who's the Mi'ot, according to you, Frank Timara, for Chomayim Yudayin V'Sreifa, give them all Sreifa. Watch, just give the Chamura, like we don't give them more Chomer. 1 second, didn't you tell me now that the new gears is Niskolim bin Nisrafim? Typically, you know why we're going to give the Niskolim Sreifa? Typically, the Ruv is Srafim, they know. Putting right. aside which is more Chomer, which is less Chomer, the Roiv happens to be Sreifa. Right. In other words, the very Kasha that Rav Yehuda asked to his father, and therefore we have to change the Girsa, leave the Girsa, but then I still have the same Kasha.
Right.
Not according to Rav Shimon, I have the Kasha according to the Chachamim. Why did the Chacham go and respond to Rav Shimon? Give him Sreifa, because the Sreifa is the lesser of the two, it's more Kal. Why did they go and say, even without all of these forests, the Skolim and the Sreifa, you go Basarai, you go Sreifa. Says the Gemara, you're absolutely right. They're saying, Lididi, according to me, the Rabbanan, I would go and save Niskalim and Nisrafim, give them the Sreifa because of the Roiv element. And I also happen to hold that Sreifa happens to be more Kal than the Skila. But initially, I look at the numbers. Niskalim fell into Nisrafim, so L'choyre, we should go Basarai. Ay, Lididoch, you said, no, the Amr Sreifa Chamur, we can't go Basarai, because after all, that Sreifa happens to be more chomer, and we can't go and give the more chomer dicker misa, we have to give the more light misa. I disagree with you. Loi, skila is chomer. And therefore, I have two good reasons why we should give him Sreifa. Number one, because go basarai. And number two, because of the fact that Sreifa is the lesser of the two. So give him Sreifa rather than skila. So the chayra, that's a very, very nice shot in the Mishnah. And Shmuel upset was a little bit upset at his Talmud Rav Yehuda. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shinana, there's two pshatim in Shinana,
right.
Yeah. You shouldn't speak to your father that way. Notice, how did he go and say to his father? He said to him, Abba, don't learn the Mishnah that way. It's a little bit sharp, speaking to your father like that. Yeah, it could be. In fact, we have a braisa that addresses this point. When I'm the father, Chassid Sholem, on Shabbos, he went and took the soup out of the refrigerator and puts it on the
blech.
And the blech would be a halmetzer. What happens if he put it on the fire itself, even without a blech? So what is he supposed to say? Tati, don't you know that you are even the Torah, Chassid Sholem? No. Abba, kach kosub ha-Torah, blush and bit me. Tati, is that what it says in the Torah, that you're allowed to go and put it on the fire in Shabbos? So, what's the difference between the first way you explained and the second way? Is this any softer by asking rhetorically, Tati, is that what it says in the Torah? If anything, maybe this is even less respectful. Here he says, oh, boy, look, Torah, and here he's saying, is that what it says in the Torah? Says Zimor, Eloi Moloi, Abba Mikra Kosub ha-Torah kach. Instead, he should not go and paskin in front of his father and say, Tati, this is wrong, or Tati, isn't this wrong? But rather, he should go and take out the chumash and say, what does it say over here, Tati? I can't read the word so well because my glasses are not working properly. Can you come please read this pasuk here in the middle of the Aseret Sedivot? What does it say about the Zohar Shomer? You're right.
Shomer
is... Shaifula. Miskerach, Taki, you're right. It says Taki Shabbos and Shabbos, and I didn't realize. Thank you for bringing it to my attention. So therefore, Shmuel is telling Rav Yehuda, he should have said to his father, not in loitis nayahachi, he should have said, Tati, are you really sure that that's pshat in the Mishnah? Because after all, if that's what your girsa is, this rafim and his column, so why do we have to say that Rav Shimon says because of the fact that it's lighter, it's right, this square? Why don't you just say that we go basaroi?
Yeah, but the problem is that in the time of Rav Yehuda and his father, Rav Yecheskel and Rami Bar Yecheskel, you didn't have a written Gemara that you could point to.
Exactly.
I mean, it was all oral Torah, so what can you say? Say, Abba, let's look at Daf Pei Omid Beis in Sanhedrin. It wasn't written, it wasn't printed yet.
So that's why Shmuel is giving to Rav Yehuda Bissel Musar, and he said, I don't know if you remember this Braisa. Yeah. It's not a Mishnah, but the Braisa tells us when you speak to your father, even if you're talking about that your father learning wrong pshat in the Mishnah, nevertheless you have to say it in a more gentle, refined, and respectful manner. Have a wonderful day, and we continue Sunday morning.